It is quite remarkable that at this moment of history, when more than 1 billion people live in dire poverty, tens of thousands are dying in ugly wars over money and power, there are 100 million refugees, and that even in peaceful and affluent countries, thousands are losing their jobs for purely political reasons, that at this moment, Mr. Elon Musk should decide to announce on social media that we as a civilization have too much empathy. Empathy is the ability to share the feelings of others. It's purely an inner emotional thing. It doesn't necessarily lead to any action, and it's often painful. When we see pictures of refugees or victims of natural disasters, or the victims of our homemade political disasters, most of us feel the pang of sadness. The argument that empathy is feeble and somehow feminine is part and parcel of a regressive nostalgia for the old days of toxic masculinity. Real gun-toting, loud-talking tough guys are never troubled by empathy. History is full of these tough guys. The whole ghastly parade of Roman emperors and European kings for a start, and all the way down to Stalin, Mao, Hitler, and the strongman the president so much admires. There's nothing new about the assumption that empathy is a dangerous weakness. Sir Edward Gibbon, who wrote The Magisterial Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, was of this opinion. He blamed Christianity for introducing softness into the Roman character and thus making it vulnerable to the barbarians. Some modern evangelical Christians have apparently taken note of this and decided that loving thy neighbour is no longer the way to go. Only losers love their neighbour. The trouble with empathy is that it makes life more difficult. Gets in the way of things that tough guys need to do, like bullying. It creates complications. It forces us to think about things we might prefer not to think about, like other people's feelings. And it makes us sad sometimes. Empathy is also a risky strategy. When we try to see the other's point of view, we're in danger of being squashed like a bug by those who have only one point of view. We see how this plays out in politics, in the fake toughness of prominent men who have perfected the sour, hostile, swaggering adolescent pose. We see it on our TV screens all the time, and it's a sad spectacle to see men in their 60s and 70s wearing expensive suits but still acting like resentful teenagers, refusing to take responsibility, spitting out childish insults, and choosing sides as if this was a game. But the adults look the other way, and the bad boys have taken over the playground. Nobody stopped them, because bad boys can turn nasty. Perhaps we can no longer afford to feel sorry for all the suffering creatures on the planet, or indeed for the planet itself. We may need to save whatever empathy we have for ourselves. This is David Boucher.